The East African nation of Kenya just held its second presidential election in less than 3 months. On August 8th, voters re-elected Kenya's incumbent president, Uhuru Kenyatta. But the main opposition candidate, who was running against him, said the results of the August vote were electronically tampered with. Kenya's Supreme Court said the election had irregularities and illegalities. It declared the results null and void, and it ordered the second election that took place yesterday. Between the two votes, violence flared up in some areas, and dozens of people were killed. And even though yesterday's voting was reportedly peaceful in most of the country, there was some fighting between police and protesters in areas where opposition leader Raila Odinga had a lot of support. He'd actually dropped out of the race, saying changes hadn't been made to ensure the second vote would be fair. Kenya's election commission denied that, but Odinga urged his supporters to boycott the new vote. And while that was expected to result in a win for President Kenyatta, there was low turnout, and the vote's likely to face legal challenges. Kenya is the largest economy in East Africa, and this is being watched closely around the world because it's an indicator of stability in a region where some other countries are struggling.